The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How should you prepare for the week? Because you know everybody like Monday. Blah. Let's talk about it on Monday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and I'm happy to be here.
Okay, there you go. How do you prepare?
Yeah,
how do you prepare for
by
Monday?
Telling myself it's a new slate, baby. We got
a new week.
It's a new opportunity. Every single day is a new chance to get out there and get
it. It's like New Year's Eve
and
all over again.
I like
right?
to do my little self mantras in the mirror, or you know, some people tell them what are the trendy chicks calling them now?
Affirmations.
There you go. That's a popular word.
Trendy chicks.
It's a little bit of in. All right. There's a lot of female empowerment going on. So women be like writing stuff under mirrors in the bathroom
with lipstick.
And by women, I mean me.
Automatic. How you get ready for your week?
By doing nothing.
Oh,
that's the best way to get ready. Is because I have to clear the slate, like you said.
Nice.
And if I'm exhausted on Sunday, that means my Monday is gonna suck.
It's crazy you said that. I always iron on Sundays, and my nana, when I was little, would say, "No, mija, we don't work on Sundays. We don't work on Sundays. It's a big thing. You know, she's Catholic, real Catholic, religious." And I was preparing to do that, and as I was talking to my mom, she said, "You know what Nana says about Sundays?
Damn,
if you
dude.
Work all day on Sunday, you'll have a longer week. Just don't." So I put off ironing for 2 weeks now.
What's up, dog?
I thought I was just being lazy.
Shout out to your grandma, dog. I wish you had told my grandma the same thing.
Your grandma was like, "Get up!"
Oh my God! Me and my cousin were talking the other day, and the worst thing you could ever say in my grandma's house was, "I'm bored."
Go pick those weeds.
She went, "Oh my God."
No, I never said I was bored around Nana, because she would show me how to make a bed, wash some dishes. She would just say, "It's time to relax on Sunday."
That's amazing.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
This is, don't tell your grandma, it is National Make Your Bed Day.
Oh.
Don't want to overwork yourself right now.
You know what's funny though? When I make the bed, Otto's like, "Ooh, that's nice, like the hotel."
Oh,
she taught me how to make a bed. Good stuff.
And we also got National Bosses and Employees Exchange Day. This is the Monday after Labor Day, and it's an opportunity for bosses and employees to come together and find some inspiring ideas to help the workplace move better.
I love
finish
that.
The year strong.
There we go. And of course, if you are American, this is a very dear date to our heart. It is National Patriot Day and Day of Service and Remembrance, as it is 9/11.
It's been 22 years since the Twin Towers in New York City were destroyed by terrorists. But, you know, I think the thing that we learned as Americans, even today, with all of the division and all of the arguing, when people attack us,
we come together.
We come together. Yeah. And we have to remember that today. If you do anything today, post something positive.
Please.
In honor of those that lost their lives, and also just to unite us. It's the United States. That's how we got to live our lives.
Shout out to the first responders, too, across the world for everything y'all do for us.
For real, absolutely.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are you allowed to tell your partner that they've gained weight to the point that you're no longer attracted to them? Is that okay to do? That's what we're going to talk about here on the Fat Club. We got this call, and I told Automatic and Anthony A, we have to discuss this.
My girl, I'm not attracted to her. She just gained so much weight. She doesn't get ready.
Oh.
I just don't know what to do.
Have you tried to talk to her? Have you tried to help her out?
How do you even ask that question? Like, you ask a girl, like, you should go on a diet, or maybe we should go to the gym together, or go on a walk.
You're afraid it's going to offend her even more. What, you don't want to hurt her feelings, but at the same time, so you're telling me you're just not physically attracted to her anymore?
Not at all.
So what we're really talking about here is hot versus health. Well, for what I'm reading or hearing is that he doesn't think she's hot anymore. And it's affecting the way he feels about her physically.
That could be a dude way to say unhealthy.
Yeah.
That could be a man way to be like unhealthy.
But the thing is you have to get, before you get to this point where he sounds like he's not attracted to this woman anymore, you have to say something before. When they're starting to, like, Dana, you always tell me, "Hey, maybe you shouldn't eat that ice cream tonight."
Or
maybe
you still eat it.
I know, but at least plant the seed of, "Hey, you're not eating too healthy right now."
You're pretty honest with me too, though. I love the way you try to turn it on me. When I'm gaining weight, Otto will just tell me straight up, "Your face is getting too round." Or one time I was in a bikini eating a piece of cheesecake and I leaned over. He said, "Whoa, my little rolitas, muffin top." He was like, "Whoa."
Do you think like backhanded comments like that actually work?
Mine aren't backhanded. If I want to know, if I'm putting on weight, I think that you got to be nice about the way you say it, but you got
to
say it.
He just said he's not attracted to her. How do you get nice with that?
It's also okay to leave a person if you need to.
If they're fat, Anthony, you go leave somebody over being fat.
If it
says, is the most shallow thing I think I've ever heard from you.
Well, it says a lot about their person.
There's more shallow things. There's a laundry list of way more shallow things. But if you're getting into this relationship and you see a person kind of letting themselves go.
Because they got all comfortable. Well,
for whatever reason, but they're living an unhealthy lifestyle, doesn't align with what you want. Then yeah, dude, you don't have to anchor. You don't have to pull this anchor up. No pun intended, but like,
I can't physically pull it up.
Yeah, dude, you gotta go, bro. You gotta go.
There's a fine line between helping and hurting, according to this article that I found on everydayhealth.com. Because you do want to help the person, right? But if it is that you are not attracted to them physically, if you say that to them, you might have the opposite.
You could break somebody.
You could. Mm-hmm. You could make somebody feel horrible about themselves, about the relationship, even make them eat more and feel less about themselves.
You gotta
say
it nice. You gotta come up with a clever way to say it.
How about, I'm bored, let's eat a salad. Okay, no, let's get serious. Hold on. Ask her to work out with you. Tell her you are worried about her health, because you should be. I don't care how young you are. We have our good friend, CD Sierra, that lost 250 pounds on her own.
Yes.
Her 21st birthday, she spent in the hospital because her body was shutting down. She was so heavy. She said at that moment, the doctor said, you're either going to live or you're going to die, and it's up to you.
I've been in a relationship, too, where I just left her, but I've seen like the bar body come in on a woman. Have you ever heard about the bar body?
Explain the bar body.
That happens to chicks who hang out at happy hour, and then they hang out there for a little bit too long into their late 20s, early 30s. They start
getting
this,
and when you're in
early
20s, it's
about butterflies.
They hang out and they start getting
little forbidden underneath here.
Little arm fat start getting a little thicker and thicker and thicker, dog.
And fupa start growing. You know what a fupa is, right?
I call it the forbidden.
Don't be afraid to tell your partner if they've gained a little weight, not only for the hotness, but for their health.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Have you ever taken off on a long road trip and had to turn around because you have to go to the bathroom?
Yes.
What about this happening in the air? On a plane.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh. We're going to call it the poo plane. A man had an accident, which was labeled a biohazard because of how large his accident was.
Oh.
All over himself and the seat he was sitting in. So the folks sitting next to him, obviously very disturbed, demanded that the pilot turn around. I mean, the man is sick and you're just all trapped in this small plane.
You're already up in the air. Why are you going to turn back around and start from point zero? Let's just finish the trip, in my opinion.
Because they were only about 30 minutes out. Mm. And they were on an international flight to Spain.
And plus,
nobody was going to spend 14 hours in a plane with that.
Dana missed a very important part of the story. He tried to make his way to the bathroom and leaked all the way down the aisle.
There's like a trail. There's a trail up and down the aisle. So, of course.
I'm not flying for 8 hours smelling
man.
That.
Dude, literally a brown highway. Oh, that's great, dude.
Highway in the sky.
Delta has apologized to its passengers.
That's all they get is an apology?
And a lifetime supply of Pepto-Bismol.
Oh. From the brown skies to the bank. All right. Robert Winnington of Connecticut found a bag full of money. Actually, ooh, had $5,000 in it.
A lot of cash.
What do you think when you find money, right?
It's cash. I say you spend it.
Well, finders keepers,
that's
right?
That's me, automatically. I'm sorry. Did I give the wrong answer?
I automatically assume it's drug money and the cartel's going to come look for it. But what did my man do?
Robert is actually being charged with grand larceny because he didn't turn it back in.
He should have turned it in. That's
and
what I
banks,
said, didn't I?
Because the bank's logo was on it, and it says clearly on the on the bag, return to the city of Trumbull if lost.
Oh, no. This is like a bad spoof of that one Netflix show, Ozark. You remember that?
Yes.
This is a bad spoof of What Would You Do?
Oh, my
you
favorite.
Should turn the money in if it says belongs to the bank, because that means the money is marked.
Well, I guess it wasn't marked that good if the bank lost it. All right, from losing money to loose bowels on an airplane.
Oh, no.
If you're going through some marriage struggles or maybe couple situations right now, you want to seek therapy, right? And I'm encouraging for all men to go seek therapy. And homies, listen up. This might be something you want to do. Olivia Bentley is a sex therapist who says she will sleep with her clients to help save their marriage.
What?
Is she a superhero?
Hey, I'm not. I got to marry my husband. I resent the fact that you just said that. Are you saying you would want to see this therapist who is actively sleeping with her patients? I think that's against the law.
Is she good looking?
Oh, she's worth the copay.
Holy!
That's my husband, DJ Automatic. Looking at the picture of this therapist, you can see it too at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram.
Unfortunately, she doesn't take Medicaid.
Dang. Those are today's WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kylie Jenner is back together with who?
Ooh.
What is going on? We'll talk about this and more. It's top of the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays to set it off.
Ludacris celebrating his birthday. Hey, Taraji Panson and YouTube star JC Kellen celebrating his birthday as well.
So in case you missed it, Rihanna and A$AP Rocky had another baby boy. And they're continuing with the tradition of the R's. First baby is RZA. This one is Riot Rose Mayers. Riot.
Hey, cool. Good to know that Rihanna lets A$AP pick the names. Yeah. That is...
For real. Riot is an awful name.
Automatic, their baby.
Oh. I know, I would rather have Apple or what's one of these other Hollywood
Apple
names?
Apple Blue?
Yeah, like, come on, Riot? That's just such a negative word.
Oh man. It can be fun.
No, I feel like...
what Riot have you been to that was fun?
He sounds like an A$AP Mob member already, dude. That's what's up, bro.
All right, now we're going to get into something serious. That 70s show, Danny Masterson, sentenced to 30 years in prison. What's coming back, though, is the fact that Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, who were also in that 70s show, wrote a letter to the judge a few months ago telling the judge what kind of person Danny Masterson was. When they knew him, here they are defending that because one of the victims is upset and put it up on social media.
A couple months ago, Danny's family reached out to us and they asked us to write character letters to represent the person that we knew for 25 years.
The letters were not written to question the legitimacy of the judicial system or the validity of the jury's ruling. Our heart goes out to every single person who's ever been a victim of sexual assault.
I understand why people would be upset, but I also understand how you can love someone who's made terrible mistakes. Now, I've been open about this. My uncle went to prison and he did a lot of bad things, but he was not a bad person and he paid his dues, and maybe that's how they feel. You're still going to love your family, and I feel like they feel like they were family. He's still going to do his time.
Yeah, I think they shouldn't have never put out that statement because it just feels like unauthentic.
Yeah, it feels like a little rehearsed.
Like Mila Kunis is
not like that sounds like AI. Yeah. Mila Kunis.
And her body language in the video was like, I can't believe I have to do this.
God.
Well, either way, they should have just said, sometimes the people you love do bad things and you still love them. You don't co-sign their actions. That's what she should have said.
Dang, dude, you should start a PR firm.
I should. Hit me up. At Dana Cortez on Instagram as we move on to talk about Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods.
Oh.
Look, we knew they were hanging out, but now they're making TikTok videos together. It's
on!
The era is back!
All is okay in the world. Thank God.
Where was Jordan Woods this whole time?
She's kicking it, dog. Just being low in the cut, dating the NBA player.
Anthony Towns?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, but you know what? I would rather have her hanging out with Jordan Woods than Timothy Chalamet. Timothy Chalamet smokes cigarettes.
Dude, enough of the smoking cigarettes.
No, it's disgusting.
Some people smoke cigarettes.
That man.
Chill.
He already looks like an elf.
Automatic.
He's a little mini.
You know what's crazy? You said that last week, and I've had so many people say, oh my gosh, he really looks like an elf. Pobrecito.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You can have a personal psychic reading right now on the radio. It's time for What's Your Sign?
Yes.
Sirmati, welcome. Now, of course, I'm inviting everybody who's listening to call in if you'd like a reading or hit me with a voice message, 877-730-DCS1. You can also text that number like our caller did. Here we go. Please begin with your sign.
I'm a Gemini.
All right, Miss Gemini. You're my tokaya. I'm a Gemini as well. Gemini gang gang. Hey. What's your first name?
LaQuisha.
LaQuisha, go ahead with your question for Sirmati.
Where do you see me relocating to within the next year?
She sounds like she's made up her mind to move. What are you thinking about LaQuisha and her energy?
Her energy is very stuck wherever it is that she's at.
Mm.
So wherever she lives, she needs to find a better community, and that's what Spirit is bringing forth. They're also bringing forth this energy of her needing to get her mind right. Her finances in order is a big thing, like money.
Ooh.
There is going to be a new beginning. The doors to Spirit are opening for her so she can find her path forward. But honestly, I don't feel this happening for quite a while. And I have to be honest with her. And it has to do with her family, but specifically a male.
I want her to find love.
It sounds like she needs to take care of this man and what's going on with him before she can move on.
Yes, there's some karmic ties there.
Aye, LaQuisha, karmic ties are stronger. You may not be ready for all this yet, but something coming, like Madi said. Now, what about us? Spiritual forecast for all of us collectively.
So, good news. Mercury is going direct finally this week.
God bless America and the world.
I know. Let the angels sing. It's definitely going to help us because we're going to get our mind right because Mercury messes up with our thoughts and our speech and technology, all of that. So we're going to be getting a lot more progress in that area. We're also having a new moon that's going to allow us to birth something fresh. That energy that we had in August and in the first couple of weeks of September, like now we're moving forward.
Moving forward. How hard do you think it is for some people to let go of the past? They dwell on yesterday, yes. And I think it makes it difficult to embrace the future.
Absolutely. And I think there is vital energy in mourning the past, because if you don't mourn, you can't move forward. Being there, contemplating on the past is important because that's when you integrate the lessons. But when you actually need to move forward, that's when you need to start taking the steps and removing yourself from that past energy.
Take your lesson and then move forward. Thank you very much. Thank you for this. Okay, remember, if you want a personal private reading with Sir Madi, you can follow her on Instagram at Illest Divinity, or you can call and get your reading done here on the radio, 877-730-DCS1. Madi, thank you so much. We love you. We'll talk to you next
thank
Monday.
You.
Bye.
Talk to you guys next Monday. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I hate to admit this because I love my Nana's home cooking so much, but when I was little, I wanted SpaghettiOs so badly because all my friends had SpaghettiOs. They're coming with a new flavor. We'll talk about it in food news. Time for hottest hashtags on your Monday. Dana Cortez Show is on. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
First hashtag, dictionary.com has added more than 566 new words.
Hey.
Some of the words... shower orange. So there's this viral trend
where
you eat an orange in the shower. Automatic, I'm not making up the words. This is real.
I like to shower in the dark.
What? Anthony, that's a little too much information. Why?
I know where everything's at. It's peaceful. It's like a little zen for me.
Okay, all right. AI-related words like generative AI have been added. Large language model and GPT.
For ChatGPT.
Automatic, you so smart. You don't want a degree in a studio. What does GPT stand for?
General... don't know.
Generative pre-training transformer.
Oh, okay. That was my next guess.
I still don't even know what that means. And I just said it.
We are done as a society.
Game over, man.
Why doesn't the AI think of their own words? We don't have to think of words for AI.
What is that? I'm like, that's
just what are we doing, guys? Oh, my God.
Go to dictionary.com for the definition. In the meantime, DJ Automatic Food News.
SpaghettiOs has been around since 1965, and they got a new flavor. For you people who love spice, there is now red hot SpaghettiOs.
Ooh.
Frank's Red Hot SpaghettiOs.
Oh, Frank's teaming up, dude.
Yep.
Nice. I like it.
I can't wait to see some kid get this for lunch.
Oh, let me tell you, kids love spicy. Think about hot Cheetos. It burns good, right? I mean, the hot flavor trend is not stopping anytime soon. And I know some people think SpaghettiOs are trash, but I love them.
Who thinks SpaghettiOs are trash, dude?
I was going to say, what childhood did they have?
Yeah, who
my grandma, she would my Nana would never have SpaghettiOs or things like Chef Boyardee, raviolis, things like that, that I had to sneak to my friend's house to eat that kind of stuff.
I am so happy that your grandma, you said it was your grandma, because I was about to start insulting that person.
No, don't!
So I'm so happy that you said
she would say,
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for SpaghettiOs and hot dogs.
Automatic, you ain't. I didn't get any of that. She would say, I can make fideo. Now, don't get me wrong, fideo greater than SpaghettiOs, but I would like some SpaghettiOs too. I'm going to try this spicy flavor. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go to start with National Make Your Bed Day. All right, if you make your
just
bed.
Just like your grandma said to
do. Exactly. I was going to say something else she taught me to do. There's something else. She used to make me think it was fun.
To make your bed?
Yes.
Oh, dude, she's a good grandma, bro. You know what I'm saying? Too bad you didn't get
SpaghettiOs. No, it was a trick. Anthony, it was a trick.
Let's go ahead and go next to National Bosses and Employees Exchange Day.
All right, that's good.
This is an opportunity for bosses and employees to come up with some ideas that will help make the workplace better.
Bosses, listen to your employees. Trust me, makes them happier.
And of course, 9/11 is known as National Patriot Day and a day of remembrance for those who were lost on 9/11.
You have to remember this day. It was the largest attack on U.S. soil in history. It's hard to believe it's been 22 years, but the one thing today I want people to do is post something positive. Because if anything,
this country needs to come back together.
Like we did after 9/11.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, DJ Automatic talked about SpaghettiOs, and it just made me think about all the food that I loved when I was little. SpaghettiOs was one of those meals. Automatic Anthony, you guys said you ate SpaghettiOs at home. Man, my nana would never let me have SpaghettiOs. Bro. I would have to go to my best friend Denise's house. They had SpaghettiOs. They had ravioli, the Chef Boyardee ravioli. Man, her mom would open those cans and be like, let's go. Dog.
Man, your boy right here. I remember a nice summer lunch for me was drinking water out the water hose and then going and opening up a can of SpaghettiOs with the meatballs in them and just taking them cold, dog.
Oh, the meatballs in them?
Yeah, bro. I would take them cold, bro.
Oh, you high sediddy over there with the meatballs.
I'm telling you right now, this gave me a flashback. Summer, childhood, out there picking weeds. My dad screaming, get it done.
Automatic. You can hear him in the background, huh?
Me starving, going back in the house thinking, what am I going to eat? Because I didn't have a grandma who made me anything and my mom was at work. So I would make macaroni and cheese and I literally perfected how to make Kraft macaroni and cheese.
I would think you were lying, Automatic, but since we're married, I crave it. Uh-oh. I mean, the way he makes it.
It's all about the butter to milk ratio.
It's perfect. It's like a meal. And I try to make it. I'm like, nah, I can't do it like DJ Automatic. When I think about my childhood, there's a lot of food. My nana was a really good cook. But there was something about the smell of homemade tortillas on the comal. Mm. She'd be cooking them, and that smell and that first tortilla would come off, and she would let me put butter on it.
Damn,
my mouth is watering right now.
Your childhood was so much better than ours.
Yeah, dude, you grew up in a taqueria. You had a comal in your kitchen? Well, how do you say that? How do you say it right? Huh?
A comal.
A comal.
C-O-M-A-L.
Dana exposed my family to the comal, and now everybody in the family has a comal.
For us who don't speak Spanish, what is it again?
Okay, so a comal is like a griddle for tortillas. It's where people who make homemade tortillas cook the masa. The comal goes on top of the stove and then you put, your rolled out tortilla on it. I will tell you this. It's so important to our family. We were moving and we forgot the comal and Automatic turned back around and ran in the house and said, we almost forgot it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.